Chizik and Chaskides number 9, Alunish Vili, Schuss first of Mordechai Yaakov Yudah Ben Rivka, Pesor Shecha Yisrael. Come along, what's the pshat when it comes to davening, specifically Shemona Esrei? We always have these wild thoughts, at least I know I don't. It's very common to have these strange thoughts. What do we do to counteract them? The Baal Shem Tov says, don't think that those thoughts are actually bad. It's actually a simon that they're really good. Says the Baal Shem Tov, Shenach Zoros Zoros Hein Sima Muva Lekach Shekharish Baruch Chovetz B'Tfiloso. The fact that you have those wild thoughts and you sometimes are out of control and you can't focus, it shows the Chodesh Baruch wants you davening. V'shit Tfiloso Taza Roshim Rav Lamala Shekheni Malay Kein Loha Yechitzon Akifim Amalitim Amakshavas Elo. At the end of the day, because you see you have those challenges, it shows you how precious your davening is. So now, Mirzav, you're telling me, at the end of the day, the Baal Shem Tov tells us, okay, you have those challenges, it's a good thing. How do you counteract it? What do you do? Says Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman writes in Sichos Aran, Ayin Beis, and he writes in Likut Aran, Aleph, Ayin Beis, and I think my good friend of Adam Leventhal, Shlito, who gave me this source, says Rabbi Nachman, don't give up on yourself when you have those thoughts. Al ken ikar ha'etza livlila shkiach aleim klal. Don't worry about them. They're just imaginary demyonis. Do your best, says Rabbi Nachman. Don't look after them. Just push through at them. At the end of the day, work. You see you having a thought. You see you're going off. You see that your mind is going elsewhere. Do your best to be able to continue on and not focus on them. And that, Rabbi Nachman says, is the main etza. I mean, you're going to have those thoughts. But and they continue to push through, or maybe even give yourself a second, says Rabbi Nachman, to be able to refocus yourself, to rechannel yourself, and don't get brought in by the ocean of those thoughts, and continue on and do your best, says Rabbi Nachman, do your best. The Baal Tanya, my good friend Rabbi Adam Limnel, give me the source as well, in Perek Chav Ches. The Baal Tanya says the same thing as well. Don't think that if you have these thoughts, that you're nothing. Ela Adraba, just the opposite. Know that at the end of the day, the main way to be able to push through those thoughts is with joy and with happiness. Because he talks about the klipas. I'm not here to talk about the klipas, but here at the end of the day, he really includes really the whole turf of the Baal Shem Tov. The more thoughts you have, the more challenges and more preventions you have, it shows you at the end of the day that you have the ultimate ability to be able to dominate the Ribbono Shel Olam, and you have to re-energize yourself. The Chol Kocho, says the Baal Tanya in Chav Ches, to put yourself into the position and to refocus and to end there with simcha. So we start with the Baal Shem Tov. It says that don't think when you have those thoughts they're really bad. It shows you the Baal Shem really wants you. He desires your tefillas. Rabbi Nachman says don't even give them any attention. You have them. Push through it. B'chol kocho, do your best. And do and be able to move on in your Shemona Esrei and your davening. And this is exactly the same eitz of the Baal Tanya. It tells us, Yischazek Yosef, b'chol kocho, b'chavanas ha'tfil, b'chavas ha'simcha yisera, continue on with simcha, great joy. And this is what the Baal Shem Tov tells us in the Savas Rivash and O Samach. The number one way to be able to dive into the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's impossible to dive without diving into Hashem's help to daven. It's impossible, says the Baal Shem Tov. We start the Baal Shem Tov, end of the Baal Shem Tov. It's impossible to daven without help from the Ribbono Shel Olam. We must seek, we must search and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that help in our davening to help us focus. And obviously to do the achanas that we talked about in our previous shiurim, but to not get down, chas v'shalom, when we have those preventions, when we have those machshavas zaros, no, it just shows you how precious our tefillah is to be able to push through, hold strong, and go besimcha going forward. What a beautiful insight. The Baal Shem Tov, the world of Rabbi Nachman, and Chabad Shkoch.